Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is March 14th, 2025. Wait, does that mean it's Pi Day 3.14? Right? Yes, I think I'm correct. It is March 14th, 2025, or otherwise known as Pi Day. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's looking pretty sunny, hopefully no clouds. Yesterday was kind of weird. There was like some sun, there was like some heat, and then out of nowhere just started raining. I heard that in Marine Drive there was some hail. Kind of crazy. But anyway, we are back with a new Discolly episode. Before I get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. If you are new here on the Discolly episode or on the Discolly show, and you don't know how it works, basically, for about two-thirds of the show, I bring you through a pretty main artist, a pretty main discography, pretty well-known, yeah, basically, like, really famous artist. We talk about a specific album of theirs. We talk about the discourse. We talk about the vinyl pressings, the songs, the artistry, the genres, the literally everything to do with the music of that artist. And then for the last third of the show, sometimes I say that very generously, but for the last third of the show, we talk about a pretty like lesser known artist underground. You might not really know them. They may be local. Most of the time I like to keep them Canadian. And I try to provide you guys a little bit of a bridge and a little bit of a segue for you guys to maybe be like, oh, I like this artist. Let me keep listening to their music. And that's kind of how it works. This show is literally all about music. It's all about the music industry. It's all about, music discourse, discography, and discovering new artists. That is Discolly. All right, everyone. I will give you guys a fair warning. I have a midterm today at 12 p.m., which means that I will be leaving my show 15 minutes early, unfortunately. We did this last time I had a midterm. It's happening again because we have a second round of midterms here at UBC. So I'll be leaving at about 11:45, so I want to get straight into the content. For this week, we are actually repeating one of our artists, actually two of our artists, technically, but repeating one of our artists, our mainstream artist today, and we are doing just another album of theirs because last time we focused on one of their albums, and this time we're focusing on another one of the albums, so it should be a lot of fun. If you guys have been sticking around with me for a long time, you guys will know that I have talked about SZA, otherwise known as Solana. Last time I talked about her, I brought on my friend Christine Chin, to talk about the Control album that was released in 2016. And I think we did the Control album like long ago. I think it was like almost a year ago, if not a year ago. And she came on and we had a really fun time, a really exciting time. And we just kind of talked about the nostalgia behind Control and, you know, the songs like Drew Barrymore, Love Galore, and all those songs. You know, it's just super, super fun. And this time we'll be talking about her latest project, the one that she had us waiting for a little too long, to be fair, Miss Solana. But it is the deluxe version of her sophomore album, SOS. So if you didn't know, she released SOS in 2022. And it was like her sophomore album. She was like released it. It was super exciting. She released it also, I think, in December of 2022. And she toured it. She toured it during the SOS tour. And then she promised a deluxe like a year later or something. And then it took her 3 years, no, 2 years, almost 3 years, 2 years to release the deluxe in December of 2024, which is its own kind of album technically, but it's like the SOS deluxe. It's confusing. I don't really know. She added like, how many songs it was? Like 12 new songs to the album, which is a lot for it to be just like a deluxe. You know what I mean? No, she added 19 songs. One of them is like one of the songs from SOS, just SZA version, which is Open Arms, but she added 19 new songs, which makes this whole album technically 23 plus 19. It is 42 songs and a total of 2 hours and 4 minutes, which is crazy. But regardless, she later added those 4 songs in February of 2025, which were Open Arms, PSA, Take You Down, and Joni featuring Don Toliver. But yeah, I don't know, her release of this like whole project has been kind of scattered, not really concrete, but which like, I don't know, I'm not complaining at the end of the day, because at the end of the day we are getting new music by SZA. But I mean, yeah, it's a little bit confusing, but regardless, She released this album December 20th, 2024, with producers such as Benny Blanco, Rob Bissell, I think that's how you pronounce it. This album is obviously under R&B. SZA is an R&B artist, and she had some features on this album such as Kendrick Lamar and Dom Toliver, which is super fun. Kendrick, I think, was like on the two songs. I think it was 30 for 30 and... Oh, no. That was SZA on Kendrick's album. So, no. Kendrick is only on 30 for 30, but on Kendrick's album, Luther, SZA's on there twice, which is super exciting because I think they were both working on this project simultaneously. So they were just like, oh, let me hop on your track and you'll hop on mine, which is fun. And then, Don Toliver is on Joni, which is like one of the last songs that was added onto the deluxe. If you do want to know more about the Control album and as well as SZA, I do give a biography of SZA in my Control episode. You can find that on CITR.ca. Just search up Discali and look into the podcast versions of my past radio shows. And you can find the Control album if you scroll pretty far down, I think. You can listen to the little biography that I give of SZA and enjoy the Control album as well. But without further ado, I do kind of want to get straight into the music today for the Lana SOS Deluxe. Since we are a little bit short on time, my apologies, but I do have a midterm. The first song that I want to play for you guys is called What Do I Do, which is the second track off of Lana. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Discali, and this is SZA.
Last night, you called on accident. Heard you f***ing on the other end. It's too late, never be the same again. Too late, never be the same.
See, last night was a fluke and you know it. This shit that we doing so bogus. Can we keep it up? I'm not strong enough. Good up, got me so screwed up. I wish you all of the best. Even though you're with that bitch now, get emotional, it's hard to shut it off. I still don't want it now. You're so reliable, that's why I ride for you. Then by the night for you.
Hello.
Last night, you called on accident. Heard you f***ing on the other end. It's too late, never be the same again. Too late, never be the same. Last night, you called on accident.
Welcome back. That was What Do I Do by SZA off of her latest Lana SOS Deluxe project. Such a fun song. I love like the little like phone, like picking up the phone concept and kind of that like kind of perspective into it. Because it's like she picks it up and she's like, hello. And then it's immediately like, last night you called on an accident, heard you on the other end. So it's kind of like she found out that her partner was cheating through the other phone because he called by accident. He didn't know. And it was just like, boom, dead. And so like this whole this whole song is about, like, what do I do? What do I do about this? Like, I still love you. I still like you. But, like, I don't know what to do now because I heard you do this thing that is so wrong, that did me wrong. And now we're in this, like, situation. Something that I love about SZA is her voice. I mean, a lot of people definitely have some difficulty, myself included, in understanding kind of what SZA's trying to say. And I mean that, like, actually, like, linguistically and, like, her enunciation with things, because she speaks SZAnese. I mean, everyone knows SZAnese. Like, it's a little bit, like, her voice is very nasally sometimes, and she elongates her words a lot, where, like, you're just like, oh, like, what did she just say? maybe one more take, because, like, I don't know what you just said. And so you really got to go into the lyrics and be like, oh, that's what you said. I'm not misinterpreting it. But that is SZA. That is how she sings. But her voice is very nasally, but it's still very controlled. It's very, like, romantic. It's very, like, I want you to whisper something in my ear. I want you to sing these lyrics into my ear, because that's kind of her touch. That's what makes her very unique. It's what makes her very lovable and also very addicting. But yeah, that kind of gives you a start of, like, the SZA sound right now, with Lana. It's very similar to SOS, also kind of skimming the similarity with Control. She doesn't really play too experimental with her, production as well as with her sounds. I mean, obviously, like, it's SZA, so she's found that, like, thing and that kind of niche that makes her so special. So I definitely think she should stick with that. The What Do I Do song is actually one of the songs where I immediately told my friend, I was like, you know who would do a great feature on the song? Summer Walker. I was like, you can't tell me that doesn't sound like something from Still Over It. Because I mean, like, Still Over It, the whole concept of the album is, like, I'm still over you, I know, kind of thing. And, like, I'm still over it, like, whatever. And it's about kind of like, there's literally a song on that album called X for a Reason. Like, that the guy's your ex for a reason. Same thing. But, like, this is kind of, like, another side of, or another perspective of, like, being in a kind of, like, toxic relationship. But anywho, going down the checklist after No More Hiding, which is number one, and What Do I Do, we have 30 for 30 featuring Kendrick Lamar. And then we have Diamond Boy, or DTM. This song is actually really nice, and I just want to kind of play it for you guys and let you guys kind of soak with it, because it's, like, one of my friends says it's, like, their, like, sad boy music, which, honestly, I can see why. And I'll let you guys kind of form your opinions off of Diamond Boy. This is Discali, and you're listening to SZA's Diamond Boy.
I need you poolside. You've been on my mind. One of you won't mind. To quit my job. When it get that, just how you gotta do. I'm addicted, that's why I keep calling you. Diamond boy, why you so shiny? Diamond boy, gon' get behind me, Wario. Diamond boy, your light's so blinding. Blind me. Baby, if it's only tell me, am I saying too?
tell me.
Was Diamond Boy DTM by Miss SZA, or Solana, off of her latest project, Lana. Solana. Oh, maybe that's why she called it Lana. I always wondered why she called it Lana. Solana? S-O... Oh! Yo, am I onto something? I might just be a little bit behind, but like, maybe. I never actually thought of that. Anywho, that was Diamond Boy. I mean, it's a very chill, very, like, slow R&B. Definitely leaning a little bit more on the blues side of the R&B. But yeah, it's just like, Diamond Boy, why are you so shiny? I guess kind of like, not idolizing a boy, but kind of seeing a boy as in like, wow, you're like everything. You're like a diamond to me. Like, I just want you kind of vibe. But yeah, like, I'm addicted to you is what she was trying to say and what she was saying. So, love Diamond Boy, such a chill song. After Diamond Boy down the tracklist, we do have BMF, which is young and fine and dark and handsome, the boy from, you know. I know that song, I think, samples the sound of a girl from Ipanema. I think that's how you pronounce it. It has such a catchy little chorus and a little tune and a little melody. It's just so fun. It's like one of the definitely most upbeat songs off of the entire album. It's either BMF or Scorsese, Baby Daddy, which is actually right after BMF. Then we have Love Me For Me, Chill Baby, and then My Turn. Actually, My Turn is pretty upbeat as well, which is the next song I'm going to be playing for you guys. And then we'll go into a little bit of a ad break and then come right back to finish talking about SZA, talking about her tour, her maybe possibly upcoming tour. And if not, we'll talk about the vinyl pressings that come with the Lana SOS Deluxe. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is My Turn by SZA.
I don't care about what you've seen in me. You and I, who you pretend to be. I regret giving my last man. I should've let you crash out. Can't believe you're blaming me. Stuck by your side, then think, yeah. Even when you was just some side, yeah. Put you first, even before all mine, yeah. Life ain't fair, but still, I'm digging you, baby. If I let you push me off the ledge, too. Yes, I got regrets too. And they say life ain't fair, but still forgiving you, baby. To call again, pick me up when you see me. I don't care about no new bit. I'm on my way, bye again. Hit me back when you wake up. I don't care if you're busy. Ooh, I let you do me like a dummy. Had me looking like mama raised me on my bummy. I'm not focused on nothing but this money. Oh, you about to see how this shit is without me. If I let you push me off the ledge, too. Yes, I got regrets, too. And they say life ain't fair, but still forgiving you, baby. My turn to do the hurting. Your turn to bear the burden. My turn, 'cause
you keep all of you just to choosing up. Know what I gotta do. My turn, mine to do the hurting. Your turn to bear the burden. My turn, cause I deserve this. My turn, my turn. My turn, I did the learning. Your turn to do the hurting. My turn, cause I deserve this.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Looking for an audio escape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Welcome back, everyone. That was SZA with My Turn off of her latest Lana project. Such a fun song. It's definitely on the more upbeat that we've listened to. I remember when during my first listen of SZA, that was actually one of my favorite songs. Now it's actually not. I ended up really, really, really liking BMF, obviously. But then I also really ended up liking Scorsese, Baby Daddy. Sorry, I just always have to say it like that. I can't just say the normal thing, the normal song. And then Another Life is really good. And then Saturn, obviously, was the first single that was released for this album later on with BMF and 30 for 30 featuring Kendrick Lamar. When it comes to her touring, she did do a couple pop-up shows, I think, in New York when it was just like a SZA pop-up where she played actually BMF for the first time. It wasn't actually like under like the Lana promo because we just didn't know that was a thing yet. And then when she went to Oceaga this past year in 2024 in Montreal, Canada, she was like, y'all ready for a new album? And then I think she played maybe one song. I think it was Saturn. And I think she might have teased either Crybaby or Kitchen or Drive or maybe BMF or Diamond Boy. I don't know, actually. I wasn't there. But I don't know. We shall see. It's a mystery. It's a question. But as of right now, we don't exactly have anything Vancouver-wise for SZA to come here with her Lana project and, you know, sing those songs. I think she might be doing a couple festivals here and there, but nothing really, which is okay. You know, girl needs her break. She just came back from tour. She just did a couple of festivals. She needs her time. She definitely needs a reset. I think she went to India as well to, like, have a nice little reset time where she was, like, no phone, no nothing. It was just a week of just herself, meditation, and the Indian culture, which is super cool. Going down the track list after My Turn, we have Crybaby, Kitchen, Get Behind Me, Interlude, Drive, Another Life, Saturn, and then we start going into the last four that were added: Joni featuring Don Toliver, Take You Down, Open Arms, Just SZA, and PSA. PSA is kind of like an interlude, not really. It's like a minute 40, but it's like kind of still a song, but anyway, regardless. When it comes to vinyl record pressings for this album, she's only released one so far. It's a 4 LP. That's right, 4. 4 LP, which means 4 individual discs, vinyl discs, for this album, where she has the whole Lana edition, so 19 songs, and then she has the whole SOS album as well, which is super nice because I actually didn't love that SOS was only released on one vinyl pressing, which is just standard black, especially when, like, the album cover is so, like, ocean, like, there was so much, like, potential in making that vinyl pressing, but she just didn't. So it is whatever. It's okay. I'm not going to get mad. But Lana definitely comes in a, I think, translucent green, or if not like a really bright green. I'm probably suspecting something similar to her Control album, which it was like a standard green pressing, but we shall see. The last song that I want to play for you guys to wrap up this album and this artist for this week is Miss Open Arms Just SZA version, because we know that the Open Arms original version is featuring Travis Scott, but this one is just SZA, and I think it's really beautiful. I love SZA's voice, and I love that sometimes she just can do the songs by herself. I love a good feature, but this one, I don't know, I'm still debating if this one's the one that I like better. This is Open Arms by SZA off of the Lana Project. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM.
You, me, and anybody else, so they always tell them.
Running away from where I'm from, never can stay with no one. Loving you almost feels like something. When no one's around me, you lost and found me. I was surrounded.
That was Open Arms, Just SZA, off of her recent SOS Lana Deluxe album. That basically wraps up SZA for today. Again, if you do want to know a little bit more about SZA, and if you want to listen to my talk about the Control album that we did last year with my friend Christine, definitely check it out on catr.ca under our Discali tab. And yeah, you'll get a little biography of who SZA is and kind of like the talk behind that. In addition to, if you want to know a little bit more about a biography of a little someone, we also are talking about the same discovered artist that we did then. We're talking about them today. We are talking about Huna. Huna is a contemporary R&B artist originally Ethiopian ethnicity, but actually moved to Brampton, Toronto, which is here in Canada, to pursue her musical career. So that's exciting. Love a good fellow Canadian. Last time for Huna, we did do her Unloved album. I think we played two or three songs of her Unloved album. This time, I want to, instead of touching on that album, even though it was really good, I do want to touch on her most recent EP, which is That's All For Now, the EP, which she released back on October 20th, 2023. So it has been almost 2 years. But we didn't take a listen to that album and I did want to take a listen to it this time. We'll play a couple songs, come to talk about it, give our thoughts, and yeah, just go with the flow. Her first song, which might be an interlude, it's only a minute 21, but we'll check it out. We should have fun. You're listening to Discalia on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Bad Luck by Huna.
I don't believe in love, but lately I've been wondering if maybe I've been marked. Why am I sinking? Where did this begin? Tell me, did I manifest this with how I talk? So did I call this fire down on me? Is that why I can't breathe? All of my bad talk, staring in the mirror, saying you're not getting what you want, so don't get caught up. Don't you forget that you got bad luck, bad luck, bad luck, bad luck.
All right, welcome back. That was Bad Luck for a quick minute, 21 seconds, off of That's All For Now EP by Huna. Contemporary R&B, clearly, it's a little bit... I think the production behind contemporary R&B is a little bit less aggressive or, like, less potent. I don't know exactly. It might also just be the different takes that artists take. But just because, like, I feel that also last time that we listened to her album... it was definitely less, like, heavily produced. It was more, not super on the acoustic side of things, but it was a little bit more chill, if that makes sense, which might be why it's called contemporary. We shall see with what comes next with her song Someone Else off of this EP. Continuing on here on Discalia, this is Huna from Toronto.
I wish I was someone else. I wish I was someone else, someone else. Wish I was a light that shines so bright, reflected in your eyes. Wish I was the one who it was survived, but I don't set fire to you. In fact, when I leave, I think you are
Welcome back. That was Someone Else by Huna, and kind of like her take on contemporary R&B. Definitely giving me like more like, I want to say maybe like a little bit more like Coco Jones, a little bit like Jhené Aiko. I even want to say Mooney a little bit. But yeah, kind of like more on the chill side, definitely R&B. You can really hear that like romantic, very sensual, very like slow beat where you're just like, ooh, like, let me turn on a candle. Let me get it. Let me set the tone. Let me set the mood. It's just a very chill song. Huna's voice is very powerful. It's very beautiful. They are very much showing that their capability vocally is very, very prominent. The next song that I want to play for you guys is like another short kind of interlude kind of moment. It's only like a minute long, minute 3 seconds long. And then we'll come back, talk about it. I think we'll have like a little break for ads. And then we'll play one last song off of the EP and then wrap it up for today. But this is Numb by Huna.
Presents Lost in Paradise, featuring Sam Wallace performing at the Cobalt Cabaret on March 14th at 6 p.m. Head to showpass.com and look up We Outside to grab your tickets today.
All things deliver, including the truth you will find in time. Yes, I should have had your figure when you were taught to say.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
All right, welcome back. We are now going to be wrapping up the last couple of minutes of Discolli just because I do have to head to my midterm, my psychology, childhood, and adolescence, Psych 314. Shout out Lillian May for being an amazing, amazing professor, even though we'll see how I do on this midterm. I'm not going to lie. I had a midterm yesterday, which had me shaking in my boots, but yet here we are doing another one because you know what? Why not? You know, it's not really my choice, but anywho, I do have to run after this song that I play to wrap up Huna and to wrap up the show for today. I do want to say that up next at noon, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode. Definitely stick around. It's always a fun time with Dave. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week for another Discolli episode. We are soon approaching, how many episodes? Oh my God, 50th episode of Discolli. That means 50 hours of my voice. God forbid. But it's going to be so exciting. And that's not next week, by the way. That's 2 weeks from now. But next week is the 49th episode of Discolli, which means today's 48. But anywho, I'll leave you guys to it. Thank you so much for tuning into Discolli and, you know, going through SZA and also going through Huna with me again. It has been a pleasure. And without further ado, I'll see you guys next week. This is Too Much. Too Much of a That's All For Now EP by Huna. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great rest of your Friday.
I was wondering if I came over, would it be okay to fall into your arms and fall into your arms? I keep trying to imagine a scenario where I could fall into your arms and fall into your arms. And what if I cry loud enough to the neighbors? What if I stay the night? Could it be too much to love me? Too much to love? Is it too much? Too much? Could it be too much to love me? Too much to love? Too much? Too much? I try my best to protect you from the worst of me, 'cause I don't know what it would mean to give you all of me. And if I try, tell me, would you return the favor? Could you really want all of me? Or could it be too much to love me? Too much to love? Am I too much? Too much? Is it just too much to love me? Too much to love? Too much? Oh, too much? Could it be too much?